Choosing between Glasgow and Edinburgh for a school group is not really about which city is better. It is about which city fits the learning objective, the pupil's age, the route from Ireland, and the amount of movement teachers want to manage. Edinburgh is usually the stronger first choice for Scottish history, politics, and heritage. You can move from Edinburgh Castle down the Royal Mile towards the Scottish Parliament and Dynamic Earth, with major learning stops concentrated in one part of the city, the National Museum of Scotland, at science, technology, natural history, and world cultures, so one day can support several subjects without repeated coach transfers. But here's the thing, Edinburgh is compact, not effortless. The old town has steep gradients, steps, cobbles, narrow pavements, and heavy visitor flows. A route that looks short on a map can take much longer once you include toilet stops, head counts, road crossings, and slower walkers. Edinburgh Castle needs advance booking, tickets can sell out, and the site includes uneven surfaces. The National Museum is free, but school visits must still be reserved, and its lunchroom is subject to availability. For a full coach carrying packed lunches, that matters. Glasgow offers a different kind of educational value. It is often the stronger match for science, engineering, transport, design, and industrial history. Riverside Museum connects shipbuilding, railways, vehicles, and the development of the city. Glasgow Science Centre adds hands-on exhibits, workshops, live science, and planetarium experiences. Kelvin Grove and the Burrell Collection broadened the programme into art, natural history, and global collections. While Glasgow Cathedral and the St Mungo Museum support medieval history, religion, and citizenship. The trade-off is distance. Glasgow's strongest attractions are spread between the city centre, the West End, the Clyde waterfront, and Pollock. You rely more heavily on the coach, so boarding time, traffic, drop-off points, and repeated headcounts become part of the timetable. Kelvin Grove has no dedicated coach parking, and vehicles entering Glasgow city centre must meet low emission zone requirements. This is something we plan around. For groups travelling by coach and ferry through Belfast or Larne, Glasgow has an operational advantage. The crossing to Cairnryan takes roughly 2 to 2.25 hours. From Cairnryan, Glasgow is generally under 2 hours by road, while Edinburgh is closer to 3.5. That difference can protect the evening meal, shorten the first day, and improve sleep before the educational programme begins. Flights may suit smaller groups, but baggage rules, security, and transfers can reduce the apparent time saving. Cost needs to be judged across the whole itinerary. The cheapest hotel is not always the cheapest tour once you include meals, parking, coach positioning, attraction charges, and time lost between stops. Edinburgh's 5% visitor levy applies to eligible paid stays from 24th July 2026 and is capped at 5 consecutive nights. Glasgow's 5% levy begins on January 25th, 2027, so travel dates can change the final comparison. Weather and accessibility also affect the decision. In Edinburgh, you need realistic walking times, waterproof layers, and a covered lunch alternative. In Glasgow, you need firm coach arrangements and indoor timing that allows for traffic. Accessibility must be checked venue by venue. Edinburgh Castle includes uneven ground, while the National Museum publishes detailed access guidance. Riverside Museum has lift access, and the Burrell Collection includes accessible lifts, quiet spaces, and changing places facilities. Supervision feels different in each city. Edinburgh involves more continuous walking and crowd management. Glasgow involves more boarding, unloading, and movement between districts. The easier city is the one that suits your pupils' mobility, behaviour, and independence. You can arrange either city independently, but every booking affects the next. A later ferry changes dinner. A museum slot changes the coach plan. A mobility need changes the route. A free attraction still needs an arrival time and somewhere to eat. With Celtic Horizon Tours, ferry travel, coach transport, suitable accommodation, and timed visits are built around the school's learning aims. We focus on removing weak transitions, protecting teaching time, and making the details work together. Glasgow and Edinburgh can also be combined, giving you industrial and scientific learning in one city and national history and politics in the other. For a Scottish school tour that feels organised from the moment you leave Ireland, speak to Celtic Horizon Tours about a Glasgow, Edinburgh or Two City itinerary.